The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, like the way we rock it, so don't stop. And under the lights.
Good God Almighty, tonight we've been like romper room trying to get this show started. Sitting across from the edge, big fat winners, Wednesday, late on Wednesday.
Late, Lakers up to 44-42, Lakers in four, no, Lakers in three, baby, let's go.
I don't think so, but we'll see. I think Miami, and which we'll get to that. The problem, the thing that people don't understand about the old Edge here, boy, you call him during the week. You call him on Saturday afternoon. You try to do a podcast. It's like it is literally like romper room with this fool. Romper. I mean, in the background, I call him the other day during what was it? During Saturday, I'm thinking, man, he's got Auburn rolling. He's got to be into it. I call him. It's in the back.
What about Sunday? Dave and Buster.
Hey man, what? Hey, I talked to him. Hey, what are you saying to me? He didn't text me. Hey, play the room. I'm like, come on, wait.
Rams.
It's a circus.
The Rams second half, baby. Give it out to the peeps.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, I know when I hear sitting across from the edge, it's like I rip the cape out like Cam does, and I just Superman appears. All I see when I look down on my little card is winners everywhere.
Yeah, you love this week. But for real, I got to just talk about what you've done. Because it's ridiculous. I tried to get on. We kind of got to it today on the Junkies, but I got kicked off because they started asking me about menopause. I had to tell them what the truth is. But people, does EB always lead me down to the wrong path? Hey, or what? I don't even know why I go on that show.
I haven't heard him laugh that hard in a long time.
Yeah, he's laughing, dude. And then what do you mean about men? Like, people, if you don't know what menopause does to the woman's body, I can't help you. But anyway, so I got cut off of that show. But I was trying to explain to them the run you've been on. So a few weeks ago, you had the dagger of all daggers. You have the over. We talked about it here, right? In the Bucks. No, I'm not the Bucks. The Jazz, right?
Yes. So
he's like, boom. He put the whole thing. Two team power.
I put the whole thing.
Felt it. Wasn't that much? You didn't even put much in.
No, it was
to get
700 or whatever.
Right. Whatever. No, but I mean, you didn't put
but
that
either
much
way,
in.
Either way, yeah.
Hurt.
Right.
Felt it. He says, man, I need a new place. So I turn him on to this place to play.
Oh, my God.
He puts in about a G. And now I'm not exaggerating. So what you did last year, for real, from a gambling perspective.
Took way longer.
I know, but what I'm saying is, I used to always say to myself, can people actually do it professionally? Like just regular schmucks.
Right.
Oh, come on, man. When you do it 1 year like you did last year, okay. When you do what you've done this year, when you turn it into well and deep into the five figures off a grand, not doing big parlays and all that, just literally going 20. I said 19 for 20 today, but we look, it's 24 for 26. Who does that? 20. They can't even believe what's happened to them that place. Now what do they have to do? Send them some chippies. Take
people
it out, baby.
The pressure is on like never before. I was not ready for it last year. This year, it's like I'm back with the helmet on.
You called it. You know what? I wish Here's the thing that's changed, though. This is why I'm bringing this up, not because I want people to know how much chips, how many chips you're making. That's not what I'm doing. What I'm telling people is you've changed your
habits. Right. Yeah.
There's no more degenerate.
No.
It's out. Now.
Yeah, because it's not fun.
Right. But I'm saying other people might not make, but I'm saying if you, when you take the degenerate, so guess what?
Right.
Even for me this weekend, this is a moment of truth weekend, even for Skippy, man. Big. We'll get into it. Big. Anyway, we love
it. It's kind of just changing your ways in a lot of ways. I mean, it's really just like, you know.
Not kind of. It is changing.
Well, we have a ton of new players, you know, recently, obviously, Big Fat Winners Live. I mean, it's amazing having so many people riding with you, but at the same time, you know, I wish I could place the bets for them.
You like this shirt?
I don't not like it.
It's got kind of money in it.
I mean, it shows a little chest hair. I mean, I don't know about.
Come on, man. Dude, look at me. I'm like Pacino.
You know, but all of our boys, everybody that plays with us, let's be honest, they want, most of them at least, they want to do three-team parlays. They want to do five-team money line parlay. They want to do three-team teasers. They want to do – and I love all of you. I used to be you. That's the thing. Everybody listening, I was all of you. I'm putting $5 on this one. I'm putting five. Now, next thing you know, that account says zero. You're like, damn, who did I even bet on? Oh, I bet on seven teams today, and I got felted. Well, yeah, you did.
How about
the guy? You're trying to predict the future of seven games. Go. Good luck with that one.
Hey, how about this poor clown I talked to the other day? He's like, so how much is the fatty payback? I tell him. And he's like, hey, I pulled out the line from two for the money where McConaughey's. It was classic. He says, hey, how much is it? And I tell him, you know, it's 99 and you get, you know, here's how it works. You win. After we win, we're going to give you your money back. And he's like, yeah, but I don't really put much on a game. You know, I only put, sometimes I put $25 on 4, 5, 6 games, or sometimes I put, you know, 10 bucks on 8 to 10 games. So, dude, I pulled out the, I said, so here's what you're going to do, Schmucko. Schmucko, listen, I said this, here's what you're going to do, Schmucko. You're going to take those 10 losers you were going to pick. You're going to roll that 10 bucks 10 times into the 100. You're going to put that on one game. You're going to get your money back and you're going to make 100. That's exactly how we're going to do it. Or you're going to take the 4 losers you were going to parlay, all losers. You're going to take 25 times 4. That's what I told him. He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, that's the way you got to roll it. That is kind of the way you have to roll it if you're going to work on the fatty payback. Because most people probably don't put that much per game. But if they put 3 games, say 50 bucks on 3 games, well, pay up the fatty payback. Put it on the one game. You're 6-1 on the year. You can't do much better. The one loss was really mostly me. I don't even give the fatty pay. I am banned. I'm kicked out of the fat. No, I am. You kicked me out of the club.
Oh,
I got people jumping ship. I got people jumping ship. My peeps are jumping ship. They're like, hey, man, screw your plays, man. What's the edge, guys? I'm like,
hey, the pressure's on. It was the same way during basketball. When I was about 2-7 in the NBA, and you were 68% in the overs.
You needed me, man. Your boys are like, man, I don't want your play. Give me skips over.
I was begging. I was calling every day. Hey, I'm begging you for your plays today, man. I need them.
You've kicked. You know, I'm serious. I have two plays. I'm going to say that. I'm going to call them out. Q, right?
Love
Q and Smitty. Love them both. But you know what? They creep on me. They're my bully, but now what do they do? Now they're in your account. Hey, screw Skip sucks, man. What do you got, man? Those are my people.
They're out season, of the club. They'll love you again.
They're kicked out of the club, man. You hear?
64% for 3 years in college overs, man. I love you during college season.
At least,
man.
Donnie will come down and visit me from Denver. He loves me, man. He loves my place.
Oh, we anyway. Got a few new guys that are fun too. I like all of them, man.
All right, so Lakers Heat. I know that they're up game one. In the series.
Oh, they're up big now. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opened up 480 on the money line, was immediately bet down to 370.
Yep.
And then came down even a little more.
People love the Heat. Everybody loved the Heat tonight.
You got Lakers and how? No Bulls. You ain't going to do them in four. What do you have? Lakers, how many will it take for you?
I put five. I said five on Twitter, so I'll go with five.
But so did you bet the game tonight?
I just did live when they were down 11. They were down 13. They hit a shot. Heat hit a shot. Or no, Lakers hit a shot to make it down 11. Live, it was +2. That's when I got it. They've been on a roll ever since. Before I could hit it again, before I could double bang it, it's meow. It's
you
like,
know what it is with you, for real? I'm not. I wish people would understand this too. It's like that, you know that commercial? You ever had Lucky Charms cereal?
Yeah.
For real. No, it's everything you touch. It's like frosted Lucky Charms. It's fucking magically delicious.
Yankees yesterday, shenanigans. Biden wearing no mask.
He came out no mask. Anyway, let's get into some fatty. So you got the Lakers in that. How about talk a little fantasy, because I don't care about it. You talk a little
fantasy. It's hard to care about fantasy anymore, man.
It's called the name of this. You said makeup segments, so I do say
that. Yeah, I know. But this
and is listen to the name of this. Fantasy with the Edge. Lineups for the weekend. I come up with something good, and this is what. And
so there's so many guys hurt this year.
Are you unprepared? Just say yes or no.
No, I'm not. I'm not unprepared. It's just the fact, like Daryl Henderson, if you can still get him with the Rams, but he was about a week or two ago when I picked him up. I mean, dude, there's not that many guys left strangling out there right now. I mean, it's bare cabinets out there. I mean, your team is what it is. At week four. I mean, I don't know what to tell you guys. It's if you're doing the daily fantasy, just bet with us. I mean. The fantasy is so boring when you could just bet on a game.
This is why sometimes I go off the cuff. Now, that segment, that goes in the poo-poo. That goes right in the trash can. Poo-poo.
That was terrible.
Next. Now, let's get to what people really care about, like you said. But you've gotten on me before about having fantasy. I come up with this.
I know, but this year, when you got Barkley, McCaffrey, all these guys, it's really not fun. Right.
Good. Bama, let's go into college football. First of all, thoughts real quickly from last weekend. Anything you saw, any game? I mean, we had your Auburn game. That was like I said earlier in the other thing we did, I said that game could have gone either way.
Yeah, we both like Mississippi State. We both like Kansas State. Now, we didn't – not necessarily outright, especially with Kansas State. I did say on the podcast I would sprinkle some money line on Mississippi State. I said it last week. You know, I just think them and – Mississippi State and Auburn are the two teams that I look at and say, wow, they could be the LSU of last year.
We're going to find out, I believe, this week with – because when you come off a big win with Mississippi State, you are clearly – you are so much better than Arkansas. You are so much better than Arkansas. I mean, Georgia couldn't – your son could have gone out and rolled it with Georgia and done as well as some of those quarterbacks. They had three or four quarterbacks in. They couldn't do squat. They win 37-10.
Yeah, and now Daniels is starting, and you think that's going to be some huge improvement, but how do you know that? This is his first game with them.
Yeah, Daniels hasn't played in about a year. He hasn't practiced much. All I can say on that, all I know about that one is Auburn opened at 7 this week, and it's down to 6.5. But one of my plays before we get to that game is, like I was talking about Mississippi State, they should kill Arkansas.
They should just. And I like Felipe Franks, but – they only hung in that game because of Georgia's poor performance on offense. Like in the first half, the second half they got boat raced.
So were you shocked at Oklahoma or losing outright?
No, okay. I wasn't. I mean, no, was I shocked? I think I was shocked in the way that it happened.
Riley's 5 or 6 losses there. Kansas State twice, giving up basically 50 points each time.
Yeah, but this one was different, though. They were big. That's the thing about this one.
I know. They came back last year and had to grasp to come back.
Yeah, exactly. They were dominated from – when you think of Kansas State, you think of running the ball, keeping the ball, you know, grinding out the clock, that type of thing. It was completely different the way they were up 21, I believe, Oklahoma, and lost.
Yeah, I mean, at one point, Rattler – is that his name, Rattler?
Yeah.
Rattler was like 24 for 27, just something crazy. Game was over. I look up game 28-7, game over. They creep back. But
Bobo.
Riley has also given up 63 against LSU. He's in a loss, 50-some to Georgia in a loss, 50-some to Alabama in a loss. I mean, they're just – it's the same thing with Oklahoma every year. I think they're toast regardless of this week, although this is an elimination game in the Big 12 already this week because both those teams have aspirations is my point.
Well, I think Auburn's got to beat Georgia if they want to be the LSU of last year or this year. And that's – you know, I'll just put it out there right now. This – you know, now if there's anybody due to pick a big, fat loser. Mm-hmm. But if Auburn's going to be the team that I've been hyping them up to be, this is the game. It's a lot earlier this year than it was for LSU last year, as far as
low
the game
total
where you
there.
Show up.
Yeah. Low total. Low
total.
Four,
it should
45,
be. 45. Hard to go over that.
I mean, again, Daniels hasn't played. You know, then one other game,
We got a lot more
game. No, I know, but I want to get to it before I forget. The Mississippi State, back to that, is 18 with or 17 with Arkansas.
Yep.
And now the thing you could see there is with 634 yards by Costello, smart Stanford kid. We're going to find out. Like, I'm wondering if Mississippi State could be one of those teams that,
are we
overestimating? And I think we'll know this week or by this week and next week. Like, if they struggled, but if they come out and roll it again, I will say this: they have athletes, man.
The big reason I liked them last week on the plus, 15, 16, 17 was the running back they have is outstanding, especially for what they like to do. I'm so excited to see how he coaches in big moments. You know, these are going to be bigger moments than he's ever used to. And I've seen him make mistakes like when they were, you throw 10 touchdowns and lose to UCLA and just things like that where you're wondering, what are you doing, man? Yeah. You gotta be smarter at times. So does he have a real defense, though? We're going to find out. Not against Arkansas, but moving forward.
And at times last week, now I will say this, I can't remember the LSU quarterback's name. I'm not impressed with him. Yeah, I don't love him. He looked lost at times, so I don't love him.
That thing flew over. We loved the over.
It went, yeah, you called that. I mean, you said there's going to be, we called that on the Saturday show. We thought there'd be points.
Oh, loose.
Bama A&M. Now, Bama opens up at 17. It's dropped to 16.5. Listen to this. This is a fact. 93. This is crazy stat. 93%. Again, I'll say it again. 93% as of this afternoon. 92.8. So I'm gonna round it to 93% of the tickets were on Bama in that game.
Wow.
Without the line moving up. In fact, moving down at some places a half a point. A lot of people say sharps are all over A&M in that. The sharps. You know how we love the sharps, right?
Yeah, y'all just need the edge, man, not the sharps. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I'll just tell you, Mississippi State's going to pound Arkansas compared to – why would you want to bet Alabama when you could just bet Mississippi State?
Right. Earlier today, you were raving to me about Alabama, but I'm thinking you switch.
I think they both might cover.
I know. I'm just letting you know. That's a big number. And that's a pretty low total in the Bama game. The Bama game opened up at 52.5. It's now down to 51.5 and 51 in some places. I can't imagine Saban. Now, listen, I know you and I, we argued a bit on this earlier off the air. Like, you're a bigger believer in Bama's defense than I am. I just don't know that good defenses, and at the time the first string D was still in, I don't know that great defenses allow 13 and 14 play drives to Missouri. I just don't. I just don't see. I mean, I understand big plays. But they ate up 9 minutes on a drive.
I think they're only going to get better. You've been spot on with the fact that defenses are going to be struggling maybe throughout the whole year, but I don't think they will. I think they'll only get better, and I think you're going to see that against Mond. I mean, they struggled at Texas A&M with Vanderbilt. So you want to bet? You want to be sharp and bet on Mond again? I've been plenty sharp for years on that kid, and he's lost me plenty of money too. He did win me a ton, which made me love him in the bowl game against NC State. Great memories, Christmas time, cash just pouring out the sky. Love it. Yeah. But since then, Mon, poo.
I remember that night I had a Christmas party to go to, and you said, dude, I am hammering. Now, I gave out the over in that game and got hooked. But I remember that game because NC State was looking good for about a quarter, and then A&M just – hammered them.
It was the Mond show.
I'm just looking. The other game I wanted to touch on, Oklahoma. I mean, this is an elimination game for me in the Big 12. Oklahoma opens up at 7, some places 7.5. I think it will. I'm little disappointed, in the schedule making. I don't know why they're not doing what I'm about to say. Why are you putting everything at – now, maybe they'll change it, and it'll change. Why are you putting everything at 7:38? Like, Auburn, Georgia, what you should have done there, let's put Auburn, Georgia at 7 p.m. Eastern, not 7:30. And then let's put a game like Oklahoma, Iowa State, something like that. Let's put that at 8:30 Eastern or even a 9 p.m. start and let that take – I mean, you got Arkansas, Mississippi State, Oklahoma, Iowa State, LSU, Vanderbilt – Georgia, Auburn, all those games, Tulsa, UCF, all those games at the same time. I ain't going to be able to watch five games. I mean, I'm going to try. I'm just saying. And then, here's the topper. You have Virginia Clemson at 8. Now, how about this game? What are your thoughts on Iowa State, Oklahoma? You know, Iowa State is a type of team plus seven at home could give them trouble. I don't really like what I've seen from Iowa State, though. Not defensive.
Man, it's just hard because I think the number's right on. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know how you could really bet on that game. I mean, I first opened up looking like, wow, I got to take Oklahoma. But this is the game Purdy looks like he should have looked the entire year. I mean, I just don't.
Right. You're sure. Thinking he's going to show up to play because he hasn't looked great.
I'm thinking that nobody knows. I'm thinking his own mother doesn't know. I'm thinking that Oklahoma doesn't know if their quarterback's the real deal. I'm thinking nobody knows how bad Oklahoma's defense really is. I just, you know, I don't know if that's a really good game. I mean, now look, the one team could win by 20 and you look back and say, wow, we should have bet Iowa State or Oklahoma. Either way, I'm just not sure it's a good game to bet on this week.
The problem for me with Iowa State is I watched Purdy make a few bad decisions. I watched them really struggle against the TCU team that is not even close to as explosive as Oklahoma should be.
They got bombed! Bombed week one! They sucked week one.
I know, and then I saw them last week. So I haven't seen a defense that, like I said, that looks fantastic, and I haven't seen an offense that looks great. So I don't know. That might be a stay away. Virginia, Clemson. Now, here's that number again. You have Virginia laying 28 points in a total
laying
of
a million.
55. I'm sorry, Clemson laying 28 over Virginia and the total of 55. Here's the problem. If Clemson gets up big early, middle third quarter, 38-7, middle of the third, you're feeling good. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got to know that. You got to know that with Clemson. I mean, do you think that you think Sweeney's going to let – now, remember, he's going into these top recruits, especially these quarterbacks, and sitting down and saying, remember when Saban let Tua get back in there and cost him a bunch of cash? Well, I'm not going to let you do that. Look what I did with Lawrence. I took him out early as I could every single game.
Probably. So you better know that. That might be one of those where you say,
You watch Vizen and all these other – nobody's going to bring that up, but the Edge will give it to you. I love it. And I need to know from you. I have to hear from Skip because I feel like this is the week now in college. This is the week where you really make money on teams that are what? Overrated, fraudulent. What teams, when I say those words, jump out to you? Fraudulent, overrated teams that we can take advantage of right now this week? Because there's a few out there that are glaring to me. I'll start out with West Virginia. I don't believe in them at all. I think Baylor will go in there and beat them easily. You see anybody else out there that you – I mean, I got another one that I'm wondering – you might say it, but so fraudulent.
Are you talking about you're saying fraudulent. I'm looking for a fraudulent ranking. Right.
Well,
I wouldn't say West Virginia's even, they're not even sniffing the top 25.
Meant in the sense of like, why is West Virginia only plus +3 against Baylor? Why is Boston College only plus 11 or 14, depending, you know, somewhere in there? You know, I just think there's some teams that are getting more respect.
Well, here, let me give you
Boston
a couple.
Boston College is not a good team.
Do you know who the best defense in college football is right now? Ranking?
Let me take a guess. Miami.
No, BYU.
Oh, la la.
Do you know who number two or three is?
Right, Miami.
Them? Wrong.
Pittsburgh.
That's it. Now, Pittsburgh's playing a team in NC State. Land, you could probably get it at 13.5. Now, NC State, middle of the pack and everything. But you know what they like to do? They want to run the ball. You know what Pitt does against the run? They eat it for lunch. They're allowing 1.8 yards a carry. Something's going to give in that game. Personally, I don't think NC State's defense is very good. I watched Wake going up and down the field on them, and we saw what Virginia Tech did with 27 guys out, including their starting quarterback. I'm going to take Pitt minus a 13 and a hook. I can tell you that. I think their defense is legit. Now, sometimes Pickett looks cash money. Other times he struggles a bit, but I don't believe that NC State defense is worth it. You know what?
I love it. I love that breakdown. Jacksonville State at Florida State. Is there a line out? Campbell at Wake. Is there a line out?
Wake is 32 or 33.
Ooh-wee.
Jacksonville State. It's probably a team, and I'm not exactly.
I'm taking Wake off. I got no play on the Wake Campbell. But, God, you would think Campbell would be wore out the way they've played some big dogs weeks after week.
Yeah, I mean, then you got.
A running mobile quarterback that's probably been getting hammered.
I bet you Florida State will be given in the high 20s to Jacksonville State. Don't think Jacksonville State won't creep with the points in that game.
Oh, here's what's going to happen. Florida State's going to come out and cover that spread. First half, second half, double banger, easy money,
And now you're screwing with people.
I'm dead ass.
Oh, that's going to be one of your plays. Florida State.
Will I make personal money on it? Maybe. Am I going to give it out to my players? Not necessarily, but I can tell you one thing. If that – I might bet it blind. You tell me it's 48, I'll still bet. Whatever the number. Florida State's going to go out there and Pumalli them. Just absolutely take all the frustration of being an afterthought in college and just say, Jacksonville State, it's your ass tonight, baby.
Listen. Listen, you know who gave me Jacksonville State? Parlay Popes. That's all you need to know, man. You're going to go against Parlay Popes, the edge? Come on, man. Come on, man.
That's my boy.
I'm just saying he gave the play. BYU's laying 24 on Friday. This is going to be an interesting game on Friday night as far as I might give a play on it. But their defense is so good. They're going to score. They're going to score mid to high 40s, if not low 50s, on La Tech. I gotta believe that.
I tell you what's good is those boys they recruit in the trenches are really impressive. The right, line. I mean, they haven't really played nobody, but just dominated the game the other night. That was
you're going to lay the 20 half ever. You could. You know, La Tech gave up 40 last week to Houston Baptist, so they're not going to stop BYU because Zach Wilson's having a good year. BYU's 2-0. He's got 650 yards passing through two games. That ain't bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look a little more into La Tech. I don't know enough about them.
What about this game before we move right into the NFL? We just move right over to the NFL. You ready?
Yep.
We've given some nuggets. You know, we'll go through another 10 to 12 games on the Saturday show. That's my favorite show, man.
I love the Saturday. I mean, we got Air Force Navy to go over Saturday. I think a really interesting game is Kansas State at home laying 3 to Texas Tech. Texas Tech coming off of a huge letdown because they had the lead, should have won the game, less than a 1% chance to lose the game to Texas. Would have been the biggest upset they could ever want this year. They lost. Now they got to travel to Kansas State, who's coming off the biggest upset they could have wanted this year, beating Oklahoma. I think Kansas State's going to be on a high, feel like they're the best team in the world, and Texas Tech's going to feel like a bunch of losers.
Yeah, I mean that number doesn't make much sense to me. I'm hoping it stays at 2.5. Like if you can grab that at 2.5, you might want to. Now Bauman for Texas Tech's having a decent year, but he'll give it up to you. Obviously, the Texas Tech coaching staff and defense absolutely blows. Now offensively, they were able to move all over Texas, but again.
Yeah, and I look at it this way. I think Texas Tech and Texas last week was more of an indictment on how bad Texas actually is and less about how good Texas Tech is. And I think the opposite with Kansas State. I tend to think Oklahoma's a pretty good team, and Kansas State just got them.
Yeah, they have Scott. Look, we've talked about him before. He's definitely going to be an NFL prospect. They also have athletes at wide receiver and at running back. So they shouldn't have trouble moving the ball. And like you said – they're coming off an enormous. I mean, that's a momentum season building
right.
win. I mean, that's how you roll off the season, and then all of a sudden you feel like, you know, we got a shot in the Big 12. Now you come out and lay an egg this week. Come on, man, they're done for the year.
That I don't have it in front of me. I don't know why I didn't write it down. What is Cincinnati laying to South Florida? South Florida just can't score. If you stop them running the ball, they cannot. Score you know, points.
They have so much caca at the running back position. I mean, at the QB position. They're both poopy. One's McLeod. He's poopy. The other one, I don't know his name.
Bad.
McLeod's 19 for 30 for 130 yards for the year. Come on.
A little secret fun game.
22, by the way. Cincinnati,
that's 20, not enough.
22 and 47.
I'm not a big Ritter guy, but he usually pounds bad teams.
Memphis,
a secret little good game. Arkansas State at Coastal. That's a sneaky good game, man. At Coastal,
I was surprised to see that line. I'm trying to pull it up right now. Yeah, Arkansas. I don't know, man. Arkansas State 3.5 again. I mean, this is big game for Coastal.
Biggest game might be the biggest, probably the biggest game they've ever had.
I mean
I'm right here in the area. I can't think of a bigger game.
Have a chance to go through. You going to it?
No. Is it on a Friday?
No.
Well, then I'm not going.
Yeah. You're not going to infringe on the chippies.
No.
Other than that, we'll go.
I got to punch the clock, baby.
Yeah, we both be punching.
Saturday morning, we're ready.
We'd be punching this week. Trust me, on Saturday. I think we'll go over everything else Saturday. Yep. Yeah, there's a few games like Ole Miss, Kentucky's intriguing to me. That number all that does is just keep going up as far as the total. Total opened at 58.5. It's up to 61 and a hook. Navy Air Force intriguing. That thing opened at 2. Now it's jumped all the way up to 6.5. Wonder why? Maybe because Air Force hasn't played against anyone. Unbelievable. And then a few other games. So we'll hit those on Saturday on the game day.
Any
coaching blunders? Hey, any coaching blunders before we get to the NFL?
No, there was none glaring to me this week other than that the fraudulent coach that he is, Lincoln Riley. You go ahead and go to the NFL, see how that works for you. He's very, very – he's an offensive coordinator. He's not a head coach. He gets out-coached every big game. Tell me I'm wrong. Well, I'll scream at
I think another – I think you got to call another coaching blunder – the Atlanta Falcons when they're up 16.
Oh, well, yeah.
Again.
So this is back-to-back weeks
where you're up over two touchdowns in the NFL back-to-back weeks. You're up over two touchdowns both weeks, 15 points and 16 points. And you lose both games and you lose to the Bears. And after you play romper room with your whole team watching the squib kick and they're all dancing around like they're rolling dice around that onside kick. Unbelievable. Yep. After that, you come out. You still get back up off the mat if you're Atlanta. You get right back up off the mat. You kick Chicago's ass. You're up 16, and you lose that game again.
Yep, you got Nick Foles – or you got Mitch Trubisky, 128 yards, a touchdown, an interception on 22 passes. Foles comes in three touchdowns on 29 attempts, just shreds them, puts up 20 in the fourth quarter to win 30-26.
Right.
Meanwhile, I mean, you got Todd Gurley running. This was the thing that stood out to me. Fourth quarter comes, right? It's 26-10, fourth quarter, late, 6 minutes left, right? You got a quarterback change in. Every time you get the ball after that, you're still trying to throw. When Gurley's running for 5.7 yards a carry, he gets 80 yards on 14 carries. He should have. Now, meanwhile, you gave the ball, and Brian Hill even lit it up for 6.4 yards a carry. So when you were handing the ball off, you were getting half a first down no matter who you handed it to, and you decided to throw 38 times because you just don't learn your lesson no matter if it's the Super Bowl or a Week 2 game, and they still let you coach. I'd fire their ass so quick.
I mean, can you believe it? I mean, like I said, I like – Arthur Blank, he's got to be a decent guy, but I cannot believe.
Well, dude, it's Riley too. It's the, usually these coaches make the same mistakes, and it's not.
Quinn, hey, here's the thing.
Let's be honest.
Wait a minute.
If they run the ball, do they lose that game?
No, but Quinn.
What about the Cowboys game? If they run the ball,
of course not. But
if they took knees during the Super Bowl,
you're not letting me finish because Quinn's a defense. They hired him from the Seattle Seahawks, the superstar that he was, as a defensive coach. When you're a defensive coach, now I get that you need to run the ball, but that's my point.
When they hire you, you're a head coach.
I know, but this is even more solely on him because defense is supposed to, it's like if you bring in it's like McCartney, the Dallas offense looks pretty good, right? He's an offensive guy. So
the coaching decisions don't when you skip a field goal that you needed and lose by three.
Unbelievable.
That could end up being really big too.
Well, only because they're in the NFC East, will it not? Here's a couple of trends real quick in the NFL. More points through the first 3 weeks than ever. In fact, 24 of the 32 teams are at least 2-1 on the over or better. That's a lot, man. How about the three teams that have all gone under every game, 0-3? Now, don't look, because I want to see if you're surprised. First of all, see if you can guess any of the three teams that you might get one. Any of the three teams that have played all unders, I'll give you a hint. One of them is dog poo because their coach is piles of poo poo, and the other two, both winning records.
It's hard, man. I'm gonna let you drop the nuggets. I was trying to check and see if I could find an NFC East price real quick for the Cowboys, man.
Look at you. You're trying to. You're clocking.
I'm a degenerate.
Right now.
I can't.
He's clocking in.
I got to check, man. I already got a little investment in them. I might need to up it, man, because they're not going to – I mean, even with Dak out, they're not going to lose that division.
The three teams are Baltimore.
Wow, that's a good nugget. Wow, I like that.
0-3 to the under, right? Arizona, 0-3, all unders. San Diego Chargers, 0-3, all unders. Now, San Diego stinks, so you can kind of see that. But the other two, I'm a little surprised.
Oh, me too. Those are great stats. I mean, just something I never even would think to look up. So just play overs all year?
No.
Come back down to earth, you think?
I just think the other thing that's happening all the time, it's happening all the time, is at least early so far, The good teams are covering. I mean, I can go through the whole thing. I don't need to. But the Green Bays, the Seattle, you just very rarely see the good teams are covering. And then some of the bad teams just aren't. They're 0-3 against the spread or 1-2. It's just my point I'm making is I was 100% right and you were wrong. You were wrong when we talked about how this all the shenanigans with the virus would affect these teams. There is no home field advantage in the NFL. None. The Ravens the other night, think about this. I even talked to you about it, went right when it happened. They're down 27-10. No emotion, right? Now, just pretend there's the fans. All of a sudden, it's 27-13. Now, pretend when they score 27-20 with 9 minutes to go, all you got to do is make one stop. You know you're going to get the ball back and go down the field. Crickets in the stadium. Kansas City, boop, 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 boop.
Right down the field.
Game. And I'm telling you, it's happening. It happened with the Saints the other night.
Multiple offsides. Offsides happening all the time.
You could hear Rodgers breathing in that game the other night. He was able to – I don't think people that don't understand football really don't know how critical it is that for a quarterback to go to the line of scrimmage and not have to use hand signals to make the play call changes, but to be able to do it with cadence, dude. It's and being able to
I think it's bigger not having the adrenaline for the defensive players because it's not fun to play defense like we talked about on our Facebook show. It's not fun to play. There's nothing fun about playing defense 95% of the time. There's 5% where you stop them on third down, you get an interception, you get a sack. 95%, you're throwing your body at people when they get 20 yards. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens. You get deflated, you get demoralized. I mean, it's hard, man.
How is Vegas adjusted? I'm going to tell you. Week one, 0 games over 49, the total. This week, I'm just trying to pull it up right now. There's at least 6 or 7 that are over 50.
Yep.
So those are just the nuggets I have in the NFL. Those are just some of the trends I'm seeing big time in the NFL. New England, Kansas City this weekend. Your thoughts? KC 7. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are this is the spot where the wheels finally fall off the Patriots defense completely. You know, the way the Seahawks game played out was just complete shenanigans with the way Pete Carroll ended that game, the way he handled it, the score was not indicative of the way that game played out. Edelman made a sick catch. Even if you watch them against the Raiders, you know, they didn't pull away till the second half. Long story short, I believe the Chiefs are going to house the Patriots this week. I don't think it'll be close at any point in the game, really, because the Patriots aren't going to be able to do the ground and pound against the Chiefs, I don't believe. I just don't think they're going to be able to stop the Chiefs very often.
Yeah, the Chiefs are so good on offense, so fast. And if you're New England, you got to believe. Now, Mahomes does well, but sometimes they shut. I mean, he hasn't done crazy good against New England yet. But, he did in the second half of the AFC Championship last year. That was a lower scoring game. But 7, like you said, 7 points is a lot of points. As far as what about Dallas, Cleveland? What are your thoughts, man?
Go ahead and bet on that game. People want to be smart. You're smart. You go ahead. You bet on that game. You can see the future in that game. Go ahead with that because I believe that there's no edge in that game. You could see either team winning outright. You could see either team winning by 10. You could see either team losing by 10. You could see coaching errors. You could see quarterback errors. You could see all kind of mishaps. The Cowboys should be a better team, but they got a lot of injuries. The Browns, you just don't know what you're going to get week to week. But I've liked what I've seen from Baker Mayfield. I guess if I had to, I would take the over.
Which is, what's that? What number do you see?
When I do over-unders most of the time, because I'm not a big over-under guy, I just think, is that going to be a lot of points or not? I think a lot of people get caught up in, if you're an over-under guy, why are you worried about the number? You got an idea what it's going to be. You think it's going to be over or not, or an under? I mean, I don't think there's any point in overthinking it. Whatever it is, 48, 47, 55, I don't know. But it'll go – I mean, I think it'll go over. But I hate over-unders. You saw last week one we loved. Just loved it. Eagles, Bengals, ends right on the 46.
Shenanigans.
Boned.
Well, not boned, but pushed.
Shenanigans, of course.
What other game are you looking at that you look – because you mentioned something earlier about it. You thought it was a huge game. Minnesota used to.
Let's get on that for a second. It's a playoff game. You know, I don't know how else to put it. I mean, I wish other people were talking about this. We're having a legitimate playoff game in the NFL in week 4. With the expanded playoffs, you can go 0-3 and maybe make the playoffs. But you can't go 0-4, man. Let's be honest. You can't go 0-4. You're going to tell me one of these teams could go 0-4 and make the playoffs?
No, I don't even think. Oh, I don't think 0-3 is going to make it. But I do agree with you that the loser of this game can they're just packing it in.
Yeah, I think 1-3 at least with the, like I said, if it was a traditional year, you're right. I think that's why you have to highlight this game. It's not traditional. There's extra playoff spots. You're going to see some lower records get in the playoffs than you typically see. And if you get hot, which both of these teams are capable of, we know that, then you might have a shot. But if you lose this one, you're literally dead.
Yeah, I agree. The loser.
I think that's exciting.
Who do you like in that game?
How could you not like – you can't – I'm the biggest Kirk guy, okay? You cannot take the Vikings in that game. You have to take Deshaun Watson at home. Now, unfortunately, you're laying 4, so I wouldn't touch that game no matter what. I mean, I really would not touch that game. With as clear as I'm seeing everything else on the board, there's no reason to touch some of these games, and that's one of them.
How about Detroit? You like that game?
It looks like Michael Thomas is going to play. So
he is going to play.
Yeah, he's going to play. I don't like it as much, but I would still ride with the Lions because I think the Saints could win by, I think the Saints could win by 3 very reasonably. Up 10, Stafford comes through, does his magic for you, backdoors them so hard, just backdoors you so hard.
Oh, you get so bitter.
Burrow took notes on how to do that. That's what Joey Burrows is doing. He's the new Matthew Stafford, man.
The game that's getting bet on, there's one team that's getting bet on more than any team this week or has this year so far. The most
the Ravens.
This weekend has – that's right. Correct.
Yeah, you know why I said that? Because I got a friend, and I love him. Tony, I love you, brother, but you pick losers, and we know it, and you are all over the Ravens. Now, I'll give
Here's
him credit.
A funny thing. Listen,
he was on the Patriots last week, and I told you, I said, my boy is on the Patriots. He usually – he's due.
Listen – even when you try to bring your kryptonite to Skippy and I give the best bet and I'm honed in. I was honed in last week.
Yeah, you love it.
I'm going to be home. What did I tell you before the game? Lock, I said. Now, I don't give it out to players. It's lock.
Lock.
I said, I close my eyes. They're going to beat them by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
And
I'm going to do it again this week. I'm honed in. I've got to be honed in. Look at
you like the Ravens? You like laying the 13?
No.
No Chase Young? No Brandon Sheriff?
In fact, it's down to 12 now, which tells you the most bet game, the most bet team has dropped a point. It just smells funny.
So when Bama and the Ravens cover, the book's going to get just pounded.
The book will get pounded this week. Well, it's early in the week as far as that, but yeah, they would lose on those games for sure.
Yep.
What other games in the NFL, because we're going to go over a bunch of them on Sunday, what other games do you like that you want to spend some time on in the NFL for this week? Because like I said, we'll cover a bunch for our Sunday show.
I think there's a ton of fishy lines out there. You got the Eagles, desperate team, getting 7 points on the West Coast with a team with George Kittle coming back. But other than that, there's still a million injuries. Dee Ford's hurt again on the defensive line. It's just a lot of points, I think, to be laying. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but, dude, you just said the Eagles are so bad. They're poorly coached. They're undisciplined on both sides of the ball. It's crazy.
I just think 7's a lot. I think a lot of these teams are getting too many points. Like the Bills, I think the Bills are a much better team than the Raiders. But, obviously the Bills are due for a loss, so that's why that spread's right around 3 or less. Giants-Rams, I think, with the way the Rams play compared to the way the Ravens play and the Rams being at home, it's hard for me not to bet again, but I just think I'd be more comfortable probably laying the points with the Rams than I would with the Ravens. The Giants are just awful.
How good is Russell Wilson?
He's better than Mahomes right now. He's better than everybody right now. He's the best in the world right now. I mean, I've been higher on Mahomes than anybody for so long now, and I've always said he's the best in the world. But right now, man, Russell Wilson's on a different level.
He is. How about that kid, the receiver, Metcalf?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, he'll drop one for you and make a dumb play, but boy, that boy's built like a – he's like a robot. They're laying 6.5 against Miami after Fitzpatrick had a great game, right? We know
right.
Fitzpatrick had a great game.
Great game.
And we know what happens after he has great games.
Yep.
And now they're playing Seattle. I have no idea how Miami's going to stop Seattle. That could be a game that – now, Seattle hasn't been able to stop anyone either now. They've given up 30-some. I mean, they can't stop people. Their defense is a sieve. That could be an over.
Well, speaking of Miami, the Lakers can stop people because I feel like Miami hasn't scored in 10 minutes, it feels like. They have 54 points, and the Lakers have 73 points. Is that good?
That means you're plus two. Dude, you have Lakers plus two. You're up 21. I find – dude, cash that ticket. Did you cash it already? How much did you put on?
Mine as well, but, man, it's
– How much did you put on it? Don't lie.
Only – I think it was six something to win five something.
That's good though.
It's all right. I mean, but as a Lakers fan, I mean, I'm psyched that they're, you know, I really think it's going to be five games. I really do. But let's go back to that. I mean, that's definitely one of my favorites this week for sure. Is
Seattle.
Yeah. I just don't feel like Seattle's going to have any drop off.
How about this game? And then we'll get to the picks. And of course on Sunday, like I said, go over everything.
Yep.
Because to me, it looks funny. Now, when I close my eyes again, you said this, like you said earlier, you close your eyes and you say, what, you know, went then over. Well, you do the same thing in this game. Why will Green Bay not hammer Atlanta? Or is that just a backdoor bung job waiting to happen?
Is Devontae Adams playing? Is Julio Jones playing?
Let's say neither one of them is for a second. How can you, if you're Atlanta, get up off the mat yet again? And you know they're going to lose that game. They ain't going in to beat Green Bay.
An over.
It does, but it's the biggest total of the year so
58,
far.
58, right?
58 and a half, yep. It's the biggest total of the year. Bunch of games will go over them on Sunday that are in the 50s. I think it's six or seven in the 50s already. Vegas is like, look, Vegas is daring people to bet the under this week. They're daring you. They're just saying, do it, man. If we have an under week, you'll get rich. So – we're going to move in. Let's roll into the pick segment. Like I said, we'll go over a bunch Saturday and Sunday. You want to go?
Ahead.
You want to go first or you want Skip to go?
I'll give out my Kansas State -3 first. If you want Kansas State at home -3.
I like that. So you're going to go K-State -3. I'm going to go with my first play. I'm going to do the, over in the BYU game. Over 57 and a half. As we speak.
All right. I will go with the North Carolina Tar Heels to hammer Boston College. I like Carolina laying the 11, 12, 13, right around there.
My buddy just texted me about that. He loves three games, and that's one of them. He loves himself some Carolina this week. No, he does. He's done really, really well in college football. Can't pick his nose in the NFL or NBA. I'm just messing with him. He does. I don't know. In the NFL, he's not doing as well. But he's doing well in college. He likes North Carolina as well. I'm going to go with for my second play, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh, drop it to 13 and a hook, and know that they just hammer an NC State team. I think Pittsburgh's defense is too good. I think NC State showed last week against a depleted Virginia Tech team. They still got housed by 20 and gave up 40 to a backup quarterback. I think Pickett could have his way. I'm rolling that one.
I'm taking OK State, laying a million to Kansas. I think it's 21. I just think Kansas is awful. I think Oklahoma State, they should have Sanders back this week. They're starting quarterback. I think Gundy's going to get them rolling. I think they finally have a good defense. And I think getting away with that win they didn't deserve against Tulsa sets them up to really have some energy the rest of the year. So they're just going to pound Kansas, I hope.
Roll it.
That's three, baby. That's three, right?
That's three for you. I'm going to roll to the NFL for my third one.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to make it simple. I'm just going to take the Giants are playing who again?
The Giants are playing the awful. I mean, the Rams are playing the awful Giants.
Right. I'm taking the Rams and laying the points.
There you go.
What do you have for the spread there? I don't have it in front of me.
11.
Yeah.
Well, 11 and a half.
I'm going to take it, the Rams, and give the 11 and a half. Because you know what? The Giants, the Jets, they're poo. Poo-poo,
yep.
Those teams. And Giants, they just don't get better.
Don't be afraid to lay some points. I'm laying a bunch of points with the college plays this week.
I know you are.
I just laid about 60. I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care, dude. They're going up and down.
They're going up and down. All right,
so we'll be back, like I said. Listen to the Saturday show. Listen to the Sunday show. Till next week. Peace.